Today we step into the confessional with Padre Pio and hear tales of conversions that will lift your soul and fill your heart with longing for heaven. Stay tuned to find out. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book The Padre, St. Pio of Pietrelcina, written by Father Marcelino Iasanzaniero. In his book, Father Marcelino shares an intriguing conversation he had with Padre Pio in which they discuss Padre Pio's feelings of joy. You see, Father Marcelino noticed that people would often leave the confessional and have a celebration right there and then in the little church in front of everyone. He writes, "All those who after long waits received absolution from Padre Pio, and with absolution the beginning of a new life, exploded in uncontrolled expressions of happiness. Even if they didn't show it, they would have been capable of singing and shouting in the church, in the square, or the hotels." One day, Father Marcelino witnessed one of these moving expressions of joy after a soul had received absolution from Padre Pio. And he decided to ask Padre Pio a deep question. He asked, "It seems that you remain unmoved by these expressions of joy happening in front of you. It seems nothing affects you, neither spiritual storms nor the outbursts of happiness from your penitence. But I am sure, based on what I have heard you say, that I am facing a confessor whose involvement does not end with the formula of absolution." Padre Pio replied, "Yes, it's true. I accompany all my penitents as if I become their shadow. And I also feel immense joy in my heart and thank God within me. And it's not because I don't show this joy that it is less than that of my penitents." Father Marcelino then probed further, asking Padre Pio to explain what brings him joy when he gives absolution. Padre Pio responded, "After perceiving in the penitent's behavior the signs of true repentance, not only can I no longer deny absolution, but I give it with great pleasure. Even more so, because in these cases, it is like granting a passport to paradise or stamping the visa. Better yet, it's handing over the place in paradise right here on earth. It is precisely from this moment on that I feel the duty to become the guide of the soul entrusted to me by the Most Holy Virgin. And to fulfill this duty, I would even escape from prison without doors or windows, and even escape from paradise, until I manage to return these souls to Our Lady who entrusted them to me." However, Father Marcelino's curiosity was not satisfied. On the contrary, it had only increased. He expressed that these powerful reactions rarely happened with other confessors, including himself. Padre Pio replied, "When there is a true conversion, a reaction of joy, more or less contained, always exists, no matter the confessor or the penitent. True confessors and true penitents are not islands. On the contrary, they form a single heart and a single soul." Father Marcelino commented, "Here in San Giovanni Rotondo, even sacramental secrecy leaps for joy, expressing how even the most secret of moments in the confessional seem to be infused with excitement." Padre Pio found this remark humorous, but specified, "You will never be able to say that you've seen me lose control to this extent. It is you who exaggerates in expressing joy. but you are free to do so, and fundamentally, I don't dislike it. But then Padre Pio goes back to addressing the real reason for joy in the confessional, true conversions, and he expresses his sincere sadness when a true change of heart does not happen. He says, reflect instead on something that shouldn't be a reason for joy, not for you or for others, but a reason for suffering for all. But only I suffer and weep bitterly. I am talking about the conversions that retain the characteristics of time and space. That is, those conversions that seem sincere, but only last a few days, a few months, that don't go beyond the space of our little church. Conversions that don't bear the mark of radical and eternal metamorphosis. For me, only these authentic changes, moving from the state of God's disgrace to the state of grace, bring authentic joy. Padre Pio then explained that his feelings of joy were not only related to absolution, but also to the moment when he knew that the penitent made a sincere decision in their heart to change their habits, placing themselves in the right state to be absolved. In other words, saving souls. That's what brought Padre Pio happiness. Thank you for listening. Please do share this video to help our channel grow. And please, give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist, Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.